We're back now with more of Lake Effect. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. Milwaukee Magazine has devoted many pages to health stories in the past years, but this year the publication is exploring health in a slightly different way.
You'll find a local dentist who surfs on the cover of the May issue, which focuses on fitness. Carol Nixon is editor-in-chief and publisher of Milwaukee Magazine, and she is with us in the studio. Welcome back to the show.
Mitch, it's a pleasure.
So this is not the first time Milwaukee Magazine has focused a lot of articles on health, but it does seem like a different kind of approach to be looking at it from a fitness standpoint.
Well, there's a couple things that's different this time out. For quite a few years, we've been doing a separate health issue around the same time of year. But this year, for a couple of reasons, we decided to fold it into the main issue and then do this extra thing of making it a flip book. So mm-hmm. We have two covers. One is health and one is golf.
So what's the overall effect you'd hope that the articles that make up kind of this, both features mm-hmm. Would have on readers?
You know, I think there's a tremendous interest in health, and what we do is give it a local bent. So even, when we're talking about, let's say, CSAs, community-supported agriculture, it's very local in that we have this specific, a list of specific ones in this area and what exactly they provide. We do a story on Tai Chi, but it centers around Alice Kuramoto, a local teacher who's in her 70s. And so whatever it is, we try to bring it on home.
Another one of the features actually that jumped out at me in this issue is it's just a timeline of all the things that one couple, it's a very fit couple, all the things they do to stay in shape. And I think the thing that surprised me was how not overwhelming it looked. It's just a couple things for, less than 2 hours a day.
I agree. When I looked at the amount of time they're spending exercising, it really drives home that idea that, as long as you do it with frequency, it doesn't have to be, like you said, 2-3 hours at the gym. Like sometimes they're just doing 20 minutes of yoga together, and that seems so doable.
And yet I look at it and think, and I can't get that much. I can't even convince myself to work out for a half hour.
You and me both.
But, I think the idea here is, obviously making the case that it doesn't take that much.
No. I think that, you just find the routine that agrees with you and that and make a few adjustments to how you eat. And I think all of us could improve our health and our fitness quotient by, significantly.
And as we said, maybe our dedication too.
Yes, exactly. I joined a gym right across the street from where I live. And it's still hard for me to get there, so I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
There are a variety of other kind of inspirational people that you have profiled, the magazine. And two writers in particular profiled a group of people. Many of these folks have overcome some significant things to become the fit people that they are.
You're talking about a story that we call Milwaukee's Most Fit, and we've been doing this in the standalone health issue for a few years, and I really love it. It's we take portraits of them. This year we took portraits of them as groups, and we find people who aren't necessarily, the most buff, the most perfect bodies, although some of them would fall into that category. but in general, we're finding people who just have found that way to integrate fitness into their life. Like, for instance, Emmanuel Maharis is 91 years old and goes to Shorewood Fitness Center every day. And he's, lifting weights and doing some cardio. And he's just a great inspiration.
If you were going to design a perfect body at age 91, he might have it.
He might have it, yes, very much so.
And the guy he's standing next to is a terrific story as well.
Absolutely. His name's Tyrone Morris. He had congestive heart failure, and he was able to find basically a heart pump that was implanted and has saved his life, but also made it imperative that he stay in shape and find the level of fitness that works considering this obstacle. And he's always been very dedicated to bowling, and so when they put the pump in, it has a cord, and he wanted to make sure that it's not interfering with his bowling arm.
And apparently it is not, because he has managed to bowl a number of 300 games since
that
point.
Exactly.
And meanwhile, standing next to him is a dentist in town who surfs and finds time to basically, you know, reverse all the difficult body positions that she has to stand in order to deal with people's mouths.
I know. She's an amazing story. Her name's Angela Lewick, and she is in great shape. She does a lot. She surfs, but she does a lot of things. She's one of those people who, you know, if they're going somewhere, they find a way to ride their bike. Or, you know, if they're planning something in the afternoon, they get to a yoga class in the morning. So she really is living that lifestyle. And we got the cutest letter that we're publishing in the June issue. A woman wrote in to say that her 4-year-old son saw the cover, and Angela's on the cover with her surfboard, and he said to his mother, "Mom, is that lady a surfer?" And she said, "Yeah, not only that, she's a dentist too." And he said, "How is that even possible?" And so she was able to, you know, give a little lesson to a 4-year-old about how you can do so many things all at once.
Interesting to see if 20 or 25 years from now there are a whole bunch more surfing dentists in town.
Exactly.
So you have these inspirational people. At the same time, a fitness issue, it might seem surprising to see an article about dark sky parks. Where do they fit in this context?
Well, the main feature is called Feel Great, and each spread has a little slightly different focus, and one is on diet, one is on exercise, and one is on sort of, you know, what we call it, bliss out, and it's basically, you know, how to get that mind-body thing in balance. And so if you buy into the idea that darkness and quietude can help your state of mind, we provide you with a couple of places in Wisconsin, that one in particular that's a designated dark sky park. I think that's the official title. And it just means that it's not there's no interference from light pollution, and light pollution's a real thing. Even, you know, here in Wisconsin, we have it, and I really want to go to this place. It's in Door County.
It's amazing that you really don't have to be that far away from things to be able to turn out, you know, drive someplace and turn out the lights in your car and look up, and suddenly you realize that the sky we see in the city is a much different animal than what you can see in other places.
Exactly. Yeah.
A wonderful note to end on. It's lots of compelling features in this and some inspirational ones at that. Carol Nixon, thank you so much.
Great being here, Mitch. Thank you.
Carol Nixon is editor-in-chief and publisher of Milwaukee Magazine. The magazine's cover story on fitness is in the May issue, and you will find a link to more about it at wuwm.com. Let's get fit.